And right now it is time for us to check sports. And I am always at a severe disadvantage on Wednesday mornings, the day after I travel into New York City for my PT, because it makes for a long day for me, 13, 14-hour day, and I get right home and crash and go to sleep. So I am completely unawares this morning. But then again, we'll bring in the guy who worked at the polls yesterday, Mike Kaiser. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, I had a little issue there yesterday. That's why I wasn't able to call in.
What, they didn't want you to call in?
It wasn't
in?
That we were too busy, trust me.
They just didn't want you to call in, right?
No, I don't even want to get into it.
Okay, all right. Well, like I said, I'm completely in the dark because I get home about 6 o'clock after getting up at 3:30 in the morning and I just crash. So,
well, if you remember when we last spoke on Monday, I said you can make a sizable wager against the Mets yesterday. Final score, San Francisco 9, Mets 3.
Wow. There you go.
Had all the earmarks of it. It went to extra innings, but they still won 9-3 because you knew that Syndergaard had to come out of the game and then Mets had to go to that vaunted bullpen. And 9-3, 10 innings, that just about says it all.
Was that in San Francisco?
No, that was in the friendly confines of Met Loser Stadium.
Okay. I almost said Shea Stadium. Oh, God. You know, I met Frank Spechshey once. You know.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, he was Fred Davey, who was a big, big Yankee guy, okay, in Kingston, New York. Spechshey's son married Fred Davey's daughter. And so on top of us having press passes to go see the Yankee games because we were a Yankee affiliate, we get to go to the ball games on the guy who Shea Stadium was named after.
That's not too bad.
Well, no. Can you imagine that? How old were I? Was I 18, 19, 20? And we were going to see baseball games all the time because when the Mets weren't home, the Yankees were.
Right.
And when the Yankees weren't home, the Mets were.
Yep.
It was unbelievable. Well, anyways, I get away from that. The Yankees lost and last night.
Yeah, Yankees got beat 4-3 by Toronto. A lot of crazy outcomes. Toronto beating the Yankees yesterday was one. Tampa Bay losing to Detroit was another. Baltimore winning in Texas is another. There were just quite a few of them last night, but none bigger than the Miami-Milwaukee game. Milwaukee at home lost to Miami 16-0.
Yes. Talk about not showing up.
I mean, Miami had, I don't think they had double-digit wins on the road yet, and they went into Milwaukee and won 16-0. I have a feeling Milwaukee's going to lay a beating on them tonight.
I would think so. Now, interesting thing that I heard this morning, and it didn't dawn on me until the guy mentioned it on a sports commentary, and that is when the St. Louis Blues first came into the league, the National Hockey League,
that was the original expansion in the 60s.
Yeah, but what they did is they expanded. They added one whole new division. So that division was always a bunch of losers. In the first 3 years, the Blues went up, were the champions of that division, and were 0-12 in the Stanley Cup
Finals. If I remember it right. It wasn't all expansion teams. They made a Western division because there were really no teams west of Chicago.
Yeah.
And Minnesota came in, St. Louis came in, the California Golden Seals came in. There were a couple of teams that came in, but Chicago was in the west as well. I'm almost positive Chicago was in the west.
Well, here's the whole funny thing about it. St. Louis, the St. Louis Blues, they weren't even meant to get a franchise, but just to even out and actually have a bunch of teams playing in roughly the same area, they were awarded a franchise. How about that, huh?
I didn't know that. I was only like 6 years old. But let me tell you something. They may not have been able to get in the league, but they played one heck of a game the other night against Boston, and they tied this series at 2. And right now, anything can happen. Like we said, I thought in this series going in, the Bruins were going to sweep them. But I did a little bit of research on it, and St. Louis had been playing really, really well before, and since New Year's, and I reneged on my bet, and right now, with what happened the other night, Chara took a puck in the face and broke his jaw. That changes the balance of power a little bit. Well, so it's not going to be as easy for the Bruins without Chara. They played well without him during the year, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
All right, well, what's
1967, six franchises were added to the NHL.
Yeah.
Like I said, the California Seals, the L.A. Kings, the Minnesota North Stars, the Flyers, the Penguins, and the Blues.
Yep.
Those are all come in 1967.
Well, that's amazing. That long ago, gosh.
Yeah, that's 52 years ago. So they're not expansion anymore. They're old hat.
That's right. All right. So with that, you know, it's interesting now because we really thought we wouldn't have two NBA series or an NHL series, and now we do. Both those teams are going tit for tat. So.
Yeah, and hockey picks up again tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, so they play tomorrow, Game 6 at Boston, and then that's Game 5 at Boston on June 6th, and then after that, June 9th would be Game 6, and then after that, I think it's the 11th would be the final if there's a Game 7, but you got a series now, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Anything else to talk?
What's going on with basketball? Where are they up to?
I think Golden State leads 2-1.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But still, nobody even expected that. So
tied 1-1.
No,
that can't be right.
No. Golden State's leading 2-1. I think.
Yeah. Once again, the extra stupid sports network has the wrong data in here. It says as of Wednesday, June 5th, Game 3's a series tied 1-1. Today is June 5th, right? I didn't fall into a. It is, yeah. No, didn't they only play 2 games, Marshall?
Did they? I'm not sure. I thought I'm going to have to look
here. They started last Thursday. They played game 1. Sunday was game 2. So it is tied 1-1 going back to Golden State.
Okay.
They didn't play. Golden State didn't play at home yet. I didn't think they did.
I just don't. I'm not one that can speak about it.
Me neither. That's why I didn't know it first either.
All right, what the heck? NBA Finals. There you go. Yep.
You
series tied 1-1. Yep. There you go. And they play tonight at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I won't be watching that.
Neither will I. All right. Anything else in sports? I don't think so, really.
Well, the Belmont draw was yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
When is the Belmont now?
Saturday.
Jeez.
Yeah, they drew on Tuesday. Usually they draw on Wednesday, but this year they drew on a Tuesday. Pretty decent card at Belmont on Belmont Day. Starts off a little weak with some short fields and stakes, which are never a good thing. But it gets a little stronger as it goes on deeper into the card. I'll find out in a couple of days whether I'll be there or not.
All right. Well, with that being said, I got
to
go.
It pays not to drink.
It does. It's right.
Because I'm getting a gratis ticket just for not drinking and driving.
There you go.
My friends want to enjoy themselves, and I will enjoy myself without partaking, and it will be beneficial to me.
All right. All right. I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozzi with a check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.